Again on Dig It, we welcome Jeff Stonebanks, who is the Assistant County Organiser and the Publicity Officer for National Garden Scheme, the NGS, East and Mid Sussex, and of course they raise lots of money for charity. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Graham. Nice to talk to you.
Good morning to you, and likewise, sir. Right, you're going to tell us about the gardens that are open in our area for August.
I am indeed. Well, the year's moving on at a pace, and the forecast Ian gave sounds promising, so fingers crossed.
Yeah.
As usual, all the gardens I list allow children in free and serve homemade teas and cakes unless I specify otherwise. So let's get started in Sussex with the 100 House in Pound Lane, Framfield. This is a delightful 1.5 acre garden with panoramic views. There's a fine stone ha-ha as well. Visitors will find mixed herbaceous borders, productive vegetable gardens, some subtropical plants and a secret woodland copse. And it'll open on Thursday the 4th and Sunday the 7th of August between 2 and 5.30 with admission £4. Next up in Sussex is the East Sussex County Organiser's Garden at Butler's Farmhouse in Butler's Lane, Hurstmonceux. A lovely rural setting of a 1 acre garden surrounding a 16th century farmhouse. Discover the rainbow borders, small pond, dribbling frogs and Cornish-inspired beach corners. More importantly, there is jazz to listen to in the garden too, live jazz. It's open on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of August from 2 to 5 with admission £5. Over in West Sussex, there's The Folly near Chichester. It's a colourful cottage garden surrounding a 16th century period house set in the pretty downland village of Charlton, close to the Levin Down Nature Reserve. Full of herbaceous borders, well stocked with a wide range of plants, and visitors will see a variety of perennials, grasses and annuals and shrubs able to provide a long season of colour and interest. And it opens on Sunday the 14th from 2 to 5.30 with entry £4. Looking now at North East Hampshire, we've got West Silchester Hall. This much-loved 2-acre garden has fascinating colour combinations inspired by the artist owners, with many spectacular herbaceous borders filled with rare and unusual plants flowering over a long period. There's a large studio with an exhibition of the owner's botanical landscape and portrait paintings, and it'll open on Sunday the 7th of August from 2 to 5.30 with admission £4. Second up in North East Hampshire is Old Arlesford, a delightful 3/4 acre garden created by the owner to attract wildlife and reflect her passion for colour and texture. There are structural trees surrounding flowing borders, half-hardy annuals, grasses and shrubs, and it'll open on Thursday the 25th, Saturday the 27th, Sunday the 28th and Monday the 29th of August from 1.30 to 5 with entry £4. Our final stop across the three counties then is Surrey, where on August the 13th and 14th from 1 to 5, Pratcham Grange in Tanhurst Lane opens its gate between 1 and 5 and entry is £5. This is a 5-acre garden overlooked by Holmbury Hill and Leith Hill. And features include two ponds joined by a cascading stream, extensive scented rose and blue hydrangea beds. And the second offering in Surrey is Titsy Place Gardens at Titsy Hill. Admission is £4.50 and here children will pay £1. It's open from 1 to 5pm on Sunday the 14th. It's one of the largest surviving historic estates in Surrey, magnificent ancestral home with the gardens of the Gresham family. Explore 15 acres of formal and informal gardens in an idyllic setting. Well, Graham, that's short but sharp. That's our selection for August. And if your listeners need to know any more, they can, of course, go to www.ngs.org.uk or they can call 01483 211 535. Now I'm off to open my own garden, which opens for the NGS at 11 o'clock.
So there you go.
Maybe see some of your listeners.
Well, I hope so. We're raising money for charity, so let's hope people support that. I'm glad you mentioned Titsy Place, by the way, because on Dig It Extra on Friday, you had the head gardener there, Rod Jones, who was in. He said, make sure that we get mentioned.
Oh, well, so, there you are. I've done it for him.
We meant to prompt you on that, but yeah, exactly.
Great minds think alike.
That's working together, aren't you? That's what it
that's
is.
That's it, Steve. How are you, all right?
Not so bad, mate. And you?
Not too bad.
How's your garden going?
It's doing really well at the moment, actually. I'm really pleased with it. Despite all the wind and the rain, it's looking pretty good.
We're never satisfied, gardeners.
No, I know. And then it was too hot the last time I opened, but there you go.
Thank you, Jeff.
Cheers, Graham. Thanks
for talking to you. All the best to you and your gardens as well. Where are we going now? We're going to...